Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Jeff Murphy answers the question, what exactly is a free consultation?
Sure. Yeah. We've all seen lawyer ads, billboards, television, where they say, call us for a free consultation. And not everybody knows what that means. But a free consultation should be exactly what it says. Number one, that it's free. Number two, that it's an opportunity to meet with the lawyer, explain the facts of your case, answer the lawyer's questions, ask whatever questions you might have. And then at that point, the lawyer and you can decide whether you have a case that's worth pursuing. Any personal injury lawyer who wants to charge you a fee to sit down with you and talk about whether or not you have a case, don't use them. Because there's absolutely no reason for that. Any good, experienced personal injury attorney is going to be willing to sit down with you and talk with you. And I think it's one of the most important things you can do before you hire a lawyer. It's good for the lawyer because it allows the lawyer to meet the client, evaluate the facts, and determine whether it's a case he thinks he can help you on. But it's just as important, if not more, for you. Because you need to have the opportunity to interview the lawyer and see whether or not you like the lawyer. Is the lawyer who you're meeting with the one who's going to be handling your case, or is he going to pass it off to another lawyer or a paralegal in the office? You need somebody who's going to aggressively pursue your case, but you also need to trust your lawyer. You're going to be working closely with your lawyer as the claim proceeds. And so you need to ask yourself, do I feel comfortable talking with him? Can I be open with him? Is he being open with me? Will the lawyer, if you do hire the lawyer, are they going to be available to talk to you once the case proceeds and is moving forward? Or are you always going to be talking to a paralegal or an associate attorney and not the actual attorney who you hired? And the reason why I say that is because it's unfortunate, but there are some law firms where the lawyer meets with the client, they sign up the client, and the client doesn't get to talk to that lawyer again until they go to a deposition or a trial. And they'll call the office and they'll constantly be passed off to somebody else, a paralegal, a receptionist, a secretary, and not able to actually speak with the lawyer when they have questions. So you need to be sure that your lawyer is going to treat you with respect and maintain an open line of communication with you throughout the case. And the reason why that's important is because as a case moves forward, there are often new facts that are discovered or depositions are taken that kind of change the landscape of the case. And if you don't have open communication with your lawyer, that can be very detrimental to your case. So I would encourage you to take full advantage of a free consultation. When you go in there, be truthful, answer the lawyer's questions, but also make sure to ask your own questions. Ask the lawyer to describe his experience. Has he or she ever handled any cases similar to yours? Find out how often the lawyer is going to update you or be available to talk to you about the status of your case. By the time you're done with that initial consultation, if you ask the right questions, you should have a good feel for whether or not that attorney is someone who you want to hire. So I would say trust your instincts, ask your questions, get your free consultation. If you don't like what you heard, go interview another lawyer. Go interview a third lawyer. There's no limit to the number of lawyers you can talk to until you find somebody who's the best fit for you. So free consultation, highly recommended. Make sure it's free and make sure that you are meeting with the lawyer who's actually going to be handling your case.